Hi, James from Ingvid. Normally, I do very serious lessons on serious topics. We talk about war, politics, dating. The word fugly comes to mind. That was a good lesson on beauty and how we describe it. But today, I want to have some fun. Okay, so we're going to talk about slang. And the first thing you have to say is, what is slang? Because everyone says, that's slang, man, that's slang. Has anyone ever told you what slang is? Slang actually is slang. Something fell out of my pocket and it's not pretty. Slang actually is slang. What? Well, slang describes itself. Slang is short language. So when somebody tells you this is slang, it's because it's a short version of the language, right? What's up is short for what is up and happening in this particular area. Shorten the language and it becomes slang, man. All right? And sometimes slang is simply taking a word and using it not in its normal way, but changing it around, screwing with it, if I may. Today's word, screw. What does screw mean? Well, basically, in English, the word screw is this thing here. When you have a little hole and you want to, you screw it in, you go, no, you take one of these things, what's called a screwdriver. You know the screwdriver? Do, 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 do. Okay. I'm sure with the special effects, there'll be a better screwdriver. But you take a screwdriver and you push it in, right? And you take this thing and you put it in the wall. This thing is called a screw. This is what it is, literally. It is the thing that goes in to join two things together. Keep this in mind what I just said. A screw is pushed in and joins two things together. The next part is this. As a verb, it is to push and turn something to go deeper into something. Cool? Great. All right. So why don't we do the lesson? This is why I don't do the slang lessons. It's all the other kids. Ezekiel's killing himself now. Okay. One, we'll do screw. When you make a mistake, you screw up. We tell you this. Don't screw up. You screwed up. You made a mistake. Okay? The next thing, screw is for sex. All right? Screw. Sex. They screwed last night. Had sex. Remember we said twisting and turning in and deeper? You got it. I don't need to help you with the visual. I've been told I get too graphic. Graphic details. X, X, X. Next, it's the politer form of the F word. Because screw has something to do with sex, and the F word, the word, also means sex, we put them together. I mean, they're not literally together, but the meaning comes from it. It's a politer way of using it. It is not polite. You cannot walk up and say to someone, "Screw you, dude." And he'll go, "Thank you for being so polite with me. I thought you were going to say the F word." Okay? But when you say screw, okay, somebody, screw you, screw him, screw it. It's like it. I'm just not saying the F word. I'm sure there'll be a beep here, even though I'm not saying anything. Technology, man. Okay? Now, we can also use for the F word, instead of saying the F word, you can say screw, right? Here's a couple things you can say instead of screw F there. You can say screw you. Imagine putting the F word. Screw off, right? And screwed, we have it here. Screwed up. But they're the same meaning as this form. In this case, not here. I screwed up, I made a mistake. Screwed up, and they mean big time. Okay? Now, how about to leave? Well, if you're going to tell someone to leave, it's another form of screw off. We can say this. Kind of rude, but if you say, James screwed off 5 minutes ago, like watch, right? He screwed off. Where is the ESL teacher in the video? He screwed off. It's just Mr. E. I'm back. Okay. I'm back. I screwed off for a minute, but I'm back now. Not polite. Don't use it at work. Okay. Next, to be in trouble. If somebody tells you that they are screwed, okay, I spent all my money on comic books. I have no money for rent. I'm screwed. Okay. I'm in big trouble. Screwed. You're in big trouble. Maybe, not that I would ever do this, but Mr. E might, you want to screw the government. It means to cheat. Break the rules. Cheat. Right? Screw somebody. We're going to screw somebody. We're going to cheat them. Hurt them by cheating them. How about this one? Someone's got a screw loose. Do you remember we talked about the screw? And when you put it in, it tightens things, keeps them together. Well, when a screw's loose, something goes a little wild. Okay? And that's when we say you're crazy, because all the screws aren't in your head to keep it together. So, bloop, 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 things are moving around. So it's crazy. So we say this, we say, screw loose. If you've got a screw loose or two, little crazy. Okay. And finally, to cause trouble for someone. Well, that's not what I wanted to say, because we've already got to cheat. I screwed up. See, I screwed up. This one, screw somebody, should be down here. To cheat means have sex outside your relationship. Yes, different cheat. So if you're screwing around, and that's what we call it, someone screwing around, you're having sex with somebody who is not your partner. Bad boy, or should I say bad girl? It is the 21st century. So I don't want to screw with you anymore. I think you got the lesson. Screw is a great word. Look at all the wonderful things you can say to people with it. You like that, boys and girls? We'll have other ones later. So I'm going to screw off in a second or two after I've helped you. I hope I didn't screw up too much, and you can get that. You know, sometimes I do act like I've got a screw loose or two, I'm sure. Heard somebody say that in one of the comments. But anyway, screw you. I don't care. Hopefully you'll go to Hidden Grid after this lesson and check it out for other slang lessons we'll have. Okay? So please go to www. Now, don't screw this part up. Make a mistake. Ing as in English, vid as in video, .com. Cool? See you at Ingvid. Told you it'd screw off.